Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the fourth lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this lesson, we will learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wet nurses, the woman who breastfed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was breastfed by Thuwaybah, Abu Lahab's slave girl. Abu Lahab was the paternal uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Muttalib gave him the nickname Abu Lahab, the possessor of the flame, because he was white with red inflamed cheeks, and thus Abdul Muttalib gave him the nickname Abu Lahab. And whomever Allah wants to guide, Allah guides as a favor from him, and whomsoever Allah wants to misguide, Allah misguides, and he is justified in doing so. Abu Lahab lived alongside the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for over 40 years, but his arrogance prevented him from entering Islam through the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent down verses regarding him, which will be recited till the day of judgment. Allah says in Surah 111, verses 1 to 5, "Perish the two hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he, his wealth, and his children. His wealth and his children will not benefit him. He will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames, and his wife as well, the carrier of firewood, around her neck is a rope of twisted fiber." This religion and this guidance are the exclusive right of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who is guided does not feel safe from misguidance, and the one who is misguided does not despair. The one who is guided asks Allah for firmness, while the one who is misguided asks Allah for guidance. Allah says in Surah number 39, verse number 53, "Say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is oft forgiving, most merciful." If Abu Talib would have said, "Nothing has the right to be worshipped except Allah," and he died upon this statement, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have testified to that. But he refused to say it, and instead he said he was dying upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. Thuwaybah was one of the ladies, one of the women that breastfed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was Abu Lahab's slave girl. She was the first wet nurse to breastfeed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among those whom she breastfed with him were Hamza, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abu Salama, Abdullah, the son of Abdul Asad, the son of Al-Makhzumi, the paternal cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these were amongst the people that Thuwaybah breastfed. The historians have said she breastfed Hamza before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hamza was 2 years older than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was Hamza, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the lion of Allah, the lion of the Messenger of Allah, the one who was martyred during the Battle of Uhud. Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was also his brother through breastfeeding. For this reason, when he was offered marriage to Hamza's daughter, he refused. Ali radiallahu anhu said, and this hadith is found in Sunan al-Nasa'i, Ali said, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, why do you choose wives from among the Quraysh and not from amongst us?" He said, "Do you have anyone in mind?" I said, "Yes, Hamza's daughter." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "She is not permissible for me to marry. She is the daughter of my brother through breastfeeding. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his uncle Hamza were both breastfed by Thuwayba. And who is Thuwayba? Abu Lahab's slave girl. So they were brothers through breastfeeding. As for Abu Salama, he was Salama's husband. Salama Hind, the daughter of Abi Umayyah. After her husband Abu Salama was killed during the Battle of Uhud, she married the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as for Abu Salama, he was Salama's husband. Salama's daughter was presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for marriage. Habiba said, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, would you like to have my sister, Abu Sufyan's daughter?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What shall I do with her?" I said, "Marry her." He said, "Would you like that?" I said, "Yes, for even now I am not your only wife, so I would like for my sister to share you with me." He said, "She is not lawful for me to marry." I said, "We have heard that you want to marry." He said, "Salama's daughter?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Even if she were not my stepdaughter, she would be unlawful for me to marry, for Thuwayba suckled me and her father Abu Salama. So you should not present your daughters or sisters to me." This is in Sahih Bukhari. Thus, there were two reasons he could not marry her. Two reasons. One reason was that she was his stepdaughter. And if a man is intimate with a woman, he cannot marry her daughter. The other reason was because she was the daughter of his brother through breastfeeding. She breastfed both of them from the milk of her son, Masruh. She had breast milk due to the birth of her son, Masruh. So Masruh was also the brother of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through breastfeeding. And that which is made sacred through lineage is also made sacred through breastfeeding. What becomes unlawful for marriage through breastfeeding is that which becomes unlawful through marriage. This is found in Sunan An-Nasa'i. He was also breastfed by Halima. Halima, the daughter of Abu Du'aib As-Sa'diyya. Halima As-Sa'diyya breastfed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she is very well known to all of you. There are many narrations concerning Halima. Some are authentic and some are not. So if you get asked, how many women breastfed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many wet nurses did he have? He had two wet nurses, Thuwayba, Abu Lahab's slave girl, and Halima As-Sa'diyya. This is the conclusion of the fourth lesson. Please join us for lesson number 5, in which we will talk about his names sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.